special earlier this week. And now, remember these guys.
Luke and Harry in the alley by the light switch. Who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul.
They might be giants with their 80s hit Birdhouse in Your Soul. They were indeed giants of the charts, selling 4 million albums of their happy tunes. Who better than to produce two albums for children, one about numbers and the other about the alphabet? Now they're back with Here Comes Science, a CD and DVD for older kids and kid-like adults. They sing their way from the elements to the planets, solids, liquids, gases, and all the photons in between, alongside some wildly inventive animated videos. I asked They Might Be Giants, John Linnell and John Flansborough, if there was any difference between writing for adults and writing for youngsters.
Science is real, from evolution to the Milky Way.
The process is not that different in terms of, like, what's a good song. I mean, it's for us, that's kind of an irreducible thing, just a melodic song or an interesting musical idea. And kids aren't that different than parents in that way. I mean, they're kind of attracted to things that capture their imaginations.
The factor with science. The factor with science. Science is real. Science is real. Science is real.
You've got tracks here which are really conveying information, which have to be interesting, which have to be uplifting, otherwise...
Well, I don't think we think about whether or not our stuff is uplifting that much. I think
it's more like we wanted to present this material in a way that made it seem interesting and not worry so much about it all being completely thorough and utterly accurate. I think really the job of a song about science is actually just to point people in that direction. So that was sort of the philosophy of this project.
Iron is a metal. You see it every day. Oxygen eventually will make it rust away. Carbon in its ordinary form is coal. Crush it together and diamonds are born. Come on and meet the elements. May I introduce you to our friends, the elements.
Given the infinite amount of laws
infinite.
Of physics,
yes.
Biology, well, infinity itself, a huge
yes.
concept.
Yes.
How did you decide which concepts to hone in on? There are, for example, something about the elements.
Yeah, I guess we sort of thought we'd sample something from each of the major disciplines, chemistry, biology, physics.
Did we do any, like, mopping up at the end? I'm trying to think, like, did we actually sort of cover most? There are a lot of songs about space, and there's a lot of songs about biology mm-hmm. kind of stuff, earth science stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, the elements is the chemistry. Yeah, there's biology, you know, speed and velocity, things of which are just pure physics.
I've got speed.
But there's also songs about renewable energy, so it's not just mm-hmm. an old-fashioned science record.
That's true, yeah. In some ways, we sort of ran up against this thing, which is a lot of scientists consider applied science to be outside of that world, and we were sternly rebuked by some of our scientific colleagues.
Yeah, our science consultant really set us straight on the difference between
technology and science, basically.
Yeah, he was not into technology.
Let's take a ride in it.
We did have a consultant, one of the people who runs the New York Hall of Science, but he came in after the fact and just sort of fact-checked and said, well, this part is wrong or this part is misleading.
We don't take the responsibility, so, you know, I mean, we are not scientists by any means. I don't know. It's like the Peter Principle, you know.
Do you have kids yourselves?
I do. I've got a son, yeah.
Did you ever workshop any of these...
Well, inadvertently, I guess I don't have the sense, you know, any one kid is going to be the ideal. You know, in some ways, I think kids respond to the specific thing that we like in what we're doing. And that's the only way we can figure out how to do it. We can't second guess other people.
If there's a question bothering your brain that you think you
you know how to explain. You need a test. Yeah, think up a test.
Where can you see yourselves going from here?
Oh, I think we're thinking about making a record for dead people next, actually. That's the demographic we have not touched yet.
Right.
Would it be rousing music?
Oh, it's going to be grunge.
It's going to be grunge.
We've kind of run out of topics. If you got any good ideas, you know.
Ancient myth.
I'll give you my... Myths would be good.
That's very... I mean, that would be a very...
violent.
A lot of what kids' books now, my son's age, are into is all about mythology.
Reinterpreting
dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs is an old Sam.
I've got to end by asking you your favorite science fact, if you have one.
Science fact. Well, I like the fact that, and this is something we found out making this, that almost all the matter in the universe is apparently this fourth state of matter, which is neither solid, liquid, nor gas. It's plasma. Most everything is made of plasma. I mean, it was only recently discovered. We wrote a song about that. When they found out the sun was made of plasma, not gas, that was it. I had to rewrite some songs.
Liquid gas.
They might be giants making science go pop. That's all for today. Listen again on our website, bbcworldservice.com/thestrand, where you can also download our podcast featuring the highlights of this week's global arts and entertainment. Tomorrow, we explore fake paintings, and Bollywood seeks to revive flagging ticket sales with a satire on Osama bin Laden. And later in the week, our Istanbul Strand special. But for now, from me, Badisha, and my producer, Jacqueline Smith, goodbye.